What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning. Welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it in your hand. Now, remember, what you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And I want to get really deep with you guys today, and I want to show you how much you have been manipulated to be where you're at today. Now, I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to make a guess that most of you are not living your true innate ability and talent. The reason why is because you're in a job you hate. You're in a job just to make money to support your family, right? That you're just like, I have to support my family. I have to have money. I have to have food on the table, which is true. You have to feed yourself. But what did they do back in the days? They went and hunted their food, right? You can still, so let's get that out of the way. But most of you right now listening to this either want more out of your life, right? You wouldn't be spending this time listening to this podcast. Or number two, you're already getting more out of your life and you want to get more. I'm going to share with you a secret. And if you adopt this and you understand this, it will change your life. Now, what you need to understand is we're going to talk a little bit about crypto because it's happening right now in our society. So the shift from first industrial to second, second to third, and now third to fourth are the richest people in the world. And there's phases and cycles that they go through as we shift from one era to another. We were from steam engines and we went into electricity. Then we went into computing and now we're moving to where, you know, we were in computing and now we're in connectivity. And what's happening and what you're seeing within the marketplace is a massive resistance gap. And it's exactly what we go through as humans. And as God said, there's nothing new under the sun. And the reason why 99% of you are not living your dreams is because you are getting fudded by the marketplace. So you don't have enough emotional intelligence and discipline to work through this and thrive through this. Now, when I say emotional intelligence, it's probably going to piss you off. But what happens is they try to take away your emotional intelligence through predictive programming, through scaring you, through allowing you to hear a bunch of FUD in the market from your friends, your family, people around you. And what they do is they slowly, methodically chip away at your dream. Like, I'm going to start a business. Why are you starting a business? 85% of small businesses fail. It's the worst economic times right now. The middle class is going to get wiped out, JV said. So why would you start a business? But what about the 15% that survive? You've adopted the mentality of the weak people who don't want to do anything with their life and the very undisciplined people that say they're doing stuff with their life, but they're actually not doing anything with their life. And I'll tell you what, that social media has created is a false perception. Most people, what they post on their social media, they're not doing. That's a fact. What most people are posting on their social media, they are not doing. That is a fact. Let me repeat that. What most people put on their social media, they are not doing. So stop comparing your life to social media. This was created by design. By design, a system that keeps you going one way and then going the other. Dogecoin, Bitcoin. Crypto's fake, crypto's not fake, right? We're going into technology, the market's going to crash, the market's not going to crash. The dollar's not worth anything, the dollar's the best thing since sliced bread. Who do you believe? What you have to do is create your own narrative. You have to stop listening to people who have no idea who you're supposed to be. And you have to start to build your own foundation, your own structure, your own infrastructure of who you want to be, warriors. Because what's happening is you are living someone else's dream. You are living someone else's dream. That's a fact, warriors. And the only way to reach success is to put in the work, to grind, to go through the issues, to go through the ups, to go through the downs. But most of you are not willing to do that. You're not willing to go through the pain it takes to get to where you want to be. That's a fact. You're not willing to go through the pain it takes to get to where you're supposed to be. You say you want something, you talk about it, and then you back off. That's what 99% of people do. But here's the thing. They know that. They know that. That's exactly what's happening right now in the crypto space. As I speak right now, there's a massive pullback and people are like, oh my God, it's fake. They do that by design because they know you're weak emotionally. They know you're weak emotionally. They know you can't handle the judgment. They know if you get judged by your friends that you will back out of the marketplace. They know that if you go to start a business and you get judged by your family and your family's making fun of you, you won't be able to handle it. They know that if you hear people talking shit behind your back, guess what? People talk shit behind your back. I realized that when I was corporate America and I accepted that. I knew when I walked out of one of my locations that they're going to talk shit about me. It happens. It happens in here. It happens everywhere. That's just how it works. People talk behind your back. That's by design. And if you can't get over that and understand that, that's how human operate. I call it the best friend mentality. Everybody tells their best friend. I told people that in corporate America. I said, everybody tells their best friend. So if you don't want anybody to know something, then don't tell anybody. That's the only way nobody's going to know something. Don't tell anybody. Okay. I'm teaching you the game, warriors. One of my skill sets is I'm not the smartest cat in the world. I can't spell. I have dyslexia. My brain works different. But one thing that I do is I remember things and I can connect dots and I do the opposite of everybody else. I've been doing this since I was a little kid and I've watched human behaviors. In corporate America, I was talking about this stuff. I would tell my managers, I'm like, remember, everybody talks shit about you. It's okay. It's okay. And that allowed me to become powerful beyond measure because I don't care what people think about me. If people talk about me when I leave, that's their problem. They have to deal with that in their paradigm. I've now left their paradigm. So I want you to understand this because some of you are not living your dream because of this. When you walk out of that room, when you walk away from the family reunion, when you walk out, they are going to talk about you. That's just how it works. Good or bad, that's okay. But once you walk out, warriors, you're out of their paradigm. They now choose to keep you in the paradigm, good or bad. And their conversation is changing their vibration and attracting or detracting what they want to them. It has nothing to do with you anymore when you walked out. When you walked out, it has nothing to do with them or you anymore. And people get so caught up in, you know what, I'm going to start this business. And all of a sudden, people are like, oh, what are you doing this for? But and it's constant. That's what's happening right now, warriors, right now. Cryptocurrency is a fraud. Do you know your banks are invested in cryptocurrency? They literally are invested in cryptocurrency. JP Morgan has its own cryptocurrency. When they said it was a fraud and kept you out of the marketplace in 2017, your bank at Wells Fargo, those of you who used to work with me at Wells Fargo, you know Wells Fargo invested $5 million in a cryptocurrency platform. Did you know that Bank of America has 83 cryptocurrency patents, the most out of any bank? Do you know that Bank of America is connected to XRP Ripple, but you're sitting there hearing that cryptocurrency is a fraud and you're believing the narrative because why? Because people don't do the research. You don't know that you're powerful beyond measure, but the elites know that you're powerful beyond measure. And why do you think within the Bible, this is my paradigm, and they took out the freaking Book of Thomas. First thing is seeking, you will find. Find and you'll be dismayed. After you're dismayed, you'll be astonished. Once you're astonished, you'll realize you're a king. They don't want you to know that you're a king or a queen. They don't want you to put your crown on, warriors. They want you posting stuff on social media and then crawling back into your little hole and not doing shit about it. They like giving you anxiety. They like having you post it and then all of a sudden crawl into your hole and go, I hope nobody figures it out. I hope nobody figures it out, warriors. But I'll tell you what, warriors, when you start opening up and exposing yourself to a certain extent and saying, hey, listen, I am doing this and I'm going for it. And then you actually do it, warriors, you become powerful beyond measure. I am the market. I am the ecosystem. I am that I am. I believe that God gave me the power to accomplish great things. I am the market. I am successful. The market is successful because of me. So I'm speaking to your heart right now, some of you, because I've been getting so many of the same messages. Oh man, you know, somebody said something. Who said what? What do you think? What do you think? What do you want for your life? Not what that person says. I do what the fuck I want with my life. I show up how I want with my life. I am the greatest of fucking all time. That's what I decided. And guess what? There's a very few people running with me now. That's a fact. But guess what, warriors? Guess what? It's the people that believe in what I'm doing. That's it. But warriors, you got to adopt this and understand that everybody is going to talk shit. That's just how it goes. And if you're worried about that, you're going to crumble. You're going to be like the 99%. So I don't think you're listening to this thinking you're not the 99%. I don't think you're the 99% warriors. I think you're the uncommon 1%. Especially if you're listening right now, you are the uncommon 1%. So you have a decision to make, warriors. Are you going to be a badass in this lifetime, or are you just going to waste this shit? Are you going to continue to freaking just waste your life? Are you just going to sit there on your ass and do nothing about it because you're afraid of judgment? You're just going to go to a job you hate, be in a relationship that's freaking miserable because both of you guys hate your job and you're blaming your relationship on each other when it's just your job and you're in a miserable place and you're not in your true alignment? Is that what you came here to do? You came here to be born, to have kids, to get health insurance, to not become epic. And then you get a fucking opportunity. Most of you get a fucking opportunity. It shows right up in your fucking face and then you squander it. You squander the fucking opportunity. I see it all the time, warriors. People have an opportunity right in front of their face and they squander it. It's happened the last 3 years in this business. People had an opportunity right in front of their face and they literally back down from it. It could have changed their life. But warriors, you have a decision to make right now. You have a decision to make. There's nothing stopping you. So look at your last 24 hours. Look at your last week. Look at your last year. What did you do to get yourself here right now? What did you do? What did you do the last 24 hours? So you listened to my podcast. Great. What did you do? Did you drink your water? Did you work out? Did you actually do something? Did you research what you need to do? Or do you just keep listening to podcasts for entertainment and get buzzed for like 5 minutes and not do anything about it? So warriors, I'm going to continue to be me. I'm going to continue to go harder. I'm going to become the greatest of all time. I'm going to continue to do my ice baths, my workouts, my meditation, working towards no masturbation, no pornography, all that stuff. I do slip up, warriors, and I tell you, I fall back, but I get right back on track, warriors. I believe I'm one of the baddest individuals in history. That's my paradigm. So what do you believe in yourself? What do you believe in yourself, warriors? So we're going to continue this on. I love you guys very, very much, but damn well, don't let me love you more than you love yourself. So I'm doing the mic now. So I was doing it with my car, but I know the audio was kind of messed up. So thank you for the feedback. I'm going to do it on my mic here. I'm just running out of time to do stuff. So I'm going to wake up earlier. I'm going to get here. I'm going to do the podcast here. Warriors, rise. Love you guys.